I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1301, So Much More. The old joke says that the answer to any church question is Jesus, Bible, God, or church. And the point of the joke is that we too easily simplify the complexity of our community of believers. It's easy to assume that the way we do church is the way they did church, and we read our experience back into the words of Scripture. That's why I've recommended a couple of books to you. One is Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, Cultural Studies in the Gospels, and another, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes. Both are well worth your time. Today, let me show you how the practice of the first century church was so much more than we envision, and tell you what that has to do with love. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments. When Jesus was once asked, Jesus, of all the commandments, what's the best one? He gave two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor. As you think about the first century church, what images and practices come to your mind? Well, it's easy to think that they did what we do. They went to a building called the church. They sat in rows and sang songs that projected on a screen or were in a hymnal, led by a worship band. And then they listened to someone talk about the Bible for 30 minutes, and then they grabbed a cookie and headed home and repeated the process next week. But in reality, it was so much more. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, speaking about the very early church, it says they devoted themselves, so they were serious about it, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Okay, we got it right. I mean, they went to church, they listened to a sermon, they ate cookies in the atrium, they took communion for 2 minutes, and then they had a couple of brief prayers and went home. We just said that. No. Let's break it down. The apostles' teaching. Can you imagine hearing from living eyewitnesses of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? They were the guys who knew his teaching because they heard it firsthand. Wow. And how about fellowship? Fellowship is not cookies and coffee. In context, they were actually selling their possessions and sharing with anybody who had need. See Acts 2, 42 to 46. That kind of ups the cookie concept, doesn't it? And then the breaking of bread was more likely an entire meal, which included the Lord's Supper as the high point. Some people called it the agape feast, where they would be together for an extended period of time. This is like the hospitality that I talked about yesterday. And then prayer. Oh my goodness. They were facing persecution and possibly death. This was so much more than thank you, God, for this day. Amen. Here's the great question. How could you deepen what it means to be a part of the church? What's one way that it could be so much more for you? Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for the gift of community and fellowship within the church. God, we recognize that you've called us to be family, bound together by our faith in you. We're grateful for the relationships we've formed within the church family, but we know we have a long way to go. We can still deepen these connections. Teach us to love one another as you've loved us. Give us patience and kindness and selflessness. Help us to bear one another's burdens and support each other in times of trouble. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon the ministries of the church that they'll not be programmatic, but they'll be about people. May the opportunities that we have to be united serve as a reminder of who we are and a witness to the church and to the world. Because as the early church was, may our unity be a shining light that attracts others to your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1302, and in the meantime, I encourage you to deepen what it means for you to be part of the church. It was never meant to be a get in and get out, once a week, check the box kind of thing. We're meant to live life together. We're meant to grow together in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're meant to serve each other and the world together. Compared to what most people think of when they think of the church, it's so much more.